When we learned the Gemara Saita, we learned to all the dinim of duchening. Mikra din, the Kohanim are obligated to duchen every day of the year, once a day, every day, if called upon. If you don't ask them for a bracha, they're not obligated to give it. But when the tzibur requests a bracha, so the Kohanim are obligated to duchen once a day, every day. They're not mechuyev to duchen more than once a day. That's a takanas chachamim with the rabbanon that they should duchen in shachris and in musaf. But in the Torah, they're only mechuyev to duchen once a day. Ashkenazim, we have a meaning that we have restricted the duchening only to yontif, because the Zohar says that one should only duchen when he's in a good mood. So somehow, the Ashkenazim assumed that we're so fayokt, making a parnasa, that even on Shabbos, we're not in a happy mood. We relax a little bit. On yontif, somehow we assume we're in a happier mood. So that's why we have the Ashkenazim, we only request of the Kohen to duchen on Yomim Tovim, and then we've chiseled it down further, even though in the Mishnah it says you duchen Shachris and Musaf. So our meaning is we only call upon the Kohen to duchen in Musaf, because Musaf is miyuchad for yontif. Shachris yidaven every day of the year. So because we restricted the duchening to yontif, so we restricted to the yontif digger davening, the ayin only to Musaf. But
why do we do different
on
Yom
Tov
than we do on Tuesday
morning?
So we call the Kohanim on Tuesday. The fact that he screams it out, yeah, the calling out, that's the instruction, that's the request that we want them to duchen. You have one, you don't call. You only have one, the Gemara says you're not supposed to call out. So some have the practice to call out Kohen. So Tosis says that's not correct. Tosis quotes the Rishalmi has one opinion like that.
If you have two or more Kohanim, you call out Kohanim. If you only have one Kohen, you call out Kohen. But that's not the way the Gemara passes. The Gemara says, if you only have one Kohen, you don't call out anything. Why not? So Taisus explains, because the Pasuk says, Chumash Kosavachas Bnei Yisrael Amar Lahem. So the simple translation is, Kosavachas, the Kohanim should bench the Klal Yisrael Amar Lahem, the Kohanim should tell the Tzibur. Lahem means the Tzibur. So the Torah Shebaal Peh has an additional level of interpretation. That's Pshuto Shal Mikra. Torah Shebaal Peh has an additional level of interpretation, which appears in the Targum Onkelos, Kosavach Ezben Yisrael, Katemer Lahon. When Amar Lahem, when the Tzibur will request of the Kohanim, Lahem means to the Kohanim. You have to have two or more Kohanim. When the Tzibur will request of the Kohanim, we want a bracha, then Kosavach Ezben Yisrael, when they will be called upon to give a bracha. So since the Pasuk talks about plural, Amar Lahem, when we request of them, of the Kohanim, so the obligation to duchen min haTorah is only if you have two or more. If you only have one Kohen, the whole duchening is only midi Rabbanan. The Gemara learns out from a pasuk that before the Kohanim duchen, they're supposed to wash Nantilus Yadayim. How far do they have to wash? So we learned in Chulin, in the beginning of Perek HaLabosar, you're supposed to wash Ara Perek. Which Perek? When you wash your bread, you have to wash Ara Perek. Which joint? So washing for bread or washing in the morning when you wake up is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi says you have to wash till the wrist, and Tosfos says just wash till the knuckles is good enough. So all year long we wash till the wrist. It may as well be machma, wash till the wrist. The duchening is supposed to wash more than washing for that. So according to Rashi, you have to wash till the elbow. So nobody does that. So according to Tosfos, you have to wash till the wrist. So a lot of Kohanim think they only have to wash. They're used to washing only to the knuckles. They only have to wash to the knuckles. That's not correct. For duchening the Gemara Beferish, you have to wash at least to the wrist, if not even more. So we're mekel, we wash to the wrist. The issue is that when the Kohanim duchen, the Gemara says they have to do it in the Siyas Kapayim. They have to pick up the hand. How high up do they have to hold the hands? If they hold it very high, they're going to get tired. So some Kohanim hold the hands very low. So the Gemara says at least keneged ksefeim. At least can egg at the shoulders. A lot of times you have Kohanim who are shuckling back and forth, so half the time the hands are a little above the shoulder, half the time the hands are below the shoulders. When they're shuckling like this, the shoulders are higher. So they have to make sure the hand is always at least shoulder height, if not higher. It's not really. Okay. So just shuckle up. Just shuckle up. Yeah. Yeah.
Does that mean that you don't look in the hand of the Kohanim with the
head? Right. The Gemara says that it's not proper. In the Beis Hamikdash, it's very improper because the Shechina shara on the hands. So it's highly improper to look at the hands. And even outside of the Beis Hamikdash, but there's no hashuas hashchina on the hand, so the Gemara says it's improper. So that's why the minig developed in the days of Rabbi Yosef Karo in the 1500s in Eretz Yisrael. Minig developed that they cover over their hands with the talis. So in different countries they had different minhagim. The Mishnah Berurah was written in Poland. So he writes that in Poland the minig is that the kohanim cover their faces and the hands are exposed. So the kohanim don't want to look at the hands. You have a problem, that's your problem. The tzibur has a problem, so you figure out what you're going to do. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that in Lithuania they cover over their hands, so the tzibur will not be able to see. So once you can't see the kohanim's hands, it's no problem. But many people are so concerned about not looking at the kohanim's hands, so they turn away, they turn backward, they turn away. So that's keneged adin. The Gemara says you have to face the kohanim ponim keneged ponim.
How do you do? We cover our head. I cover like with.
Shai. You cover your head, so there's nothing to see. So you can't, no problem. But this is improper. A lot of women don't have a talus. So a lot of the women turn their backs to the Kohanim Allah. Half of the men also turn their backs away to the Kohanim. So that's Keneged Adin. They're not included in the Bracha. And if someone is standing on the side of the Kohanim, they should turn sideways a little bit. Someone davens on the side, they should turn sideways to be facing. They shouldn't face forward to the Mizrach Vant. The Kohanim are on the side, so the Mishnah Berurah said they should turn around and face the Kohanim. Those people are daven, let's say, Mamish on the Mizrach Vant, and the Kohanim are standing in front of them, so they should walk back a little bit. The Rabbonim, the president of the Shul, whoever sits in the Mizrach, should walk back a little bit, so they should be facing Kohanim Keneged Panim, they should be facing the Kohanim. Yeah. Sholosh Pam Hashana, we hardly get duchening at all, and the few times that we do it wrong. We don't do it right. That's not really right.
Rabbi, what about duchening on a tainus by mincha? It's supposed to be on the shas simcha. I get into shmur.
Yeah.
It's also,
okay.
It's a tainus. You're going to learn about by a chow.
No. They're not in a miserable mood.
Huh?
Every day they duchen. Every day they duchen. Every day.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Gemara has a din. We don't let the Kohanim duchen to mincha because we're afraid of shikris. He may be shikr. A Kohen who had a drink of wine or schnapps or something is not supposed to duchen until the alcohol wears off. So the Gemara says we didn't institute duchening by mincha in Chazar Sashatz by mincha because we're afraid of shikris. By Musaf, they never had a havamina that there's going to be a kiddush club. That's it. The Kohanim are going to have a drink. They say you're allowed to make kiddush and have a little bite, but we're not afraid of shikris by musaf, just afraid by minchas. On the Tainus Sibur, everybody's fasting, so there's a machleka satanoi. Maybe we should duchen by mincha. So we paskin against that tana. We paskin that you don't duchen by mincha even on the Tainus Sibur, because of a loy plug or to mincha on a normal day. Then the Gemara says, but v'hoidna today, as we are writing down the Talmud Bavli in the days of the later Amoraim, the Gemara says, v'hoidna, the practice is that they do duchen on a tiny sibur to mincha. How come? So the Gemara says, because on a tiny sibur in the days of the Gemara, they had a practice. Normally they daven mincha earlier in the afternoon. Tiny sibur they daven very, very late. So mincha on a tiny sibur in the days of the Gemara was like ne'ilah. Ne'ilah is a special tefillah that's only we only daven ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. So we all have the impression as if ne'ilah is a Yom Kippur digger daven. So the Mishnah says not so. Ne'ilah we daven on Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur is a tainus sibur, and every tainus sibur, any and every tainus sibur, you daven ne'ilah. On Tisha B'Av is a tainus sibur. We don't say ne'ilah because the whole theory behind ne'ilah, the Gemara explains, especially the Rishami explains the end of tainus. The whole idea behind ne'ilah is that if you do ribui tefillah, if you ask again, if you plead again for the same thing time and time again, so you stand this better chance of having your tefillah answered. That's how the Gemara learns it out from Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, from all of Tanakh. One of the psukim they quote, Gam ki sarbis tefillah einenu shemeya idechem damim aleu. That's in Haftorah of Shabbos Chazoin, the first chapter in Yeshaya. Gam ki sarbis tefillah, normally when you do ribui tefillah, you stand the better chance having the tefillah answered, but Rabbi Shlomo is angry. He says, "Gam ki tarbus tefillah inenu shemeya idechem damim aleu." And the Gemara quotes pesukim from Torah, from Nevi'im, from Ksuvim that whenever you do ribit tefillah, stand a better chance of having the tefillah answered. So Ne'ilah is a special tefillah Atainus. Atainus is an Eis Tzora. That's why you guys are Tainus. It's an Eis Tzora. So that's why they instituted a Ribui Tfilu. So on Tisha B'Av, we don't say Ne'ilah, even though it's a Tainus Siba, because the Pasuk says, the Gemara comments on the Pasuk, the Gemara says, Yam Shechar Beis HaMikdosh, Nin Alu Shari Tfilu. Gam Ki Ezra Kvashaveh, Asa Sam Tfilu. Novi Yirmiyah writes in Echa, even if I daven, the Beis HaMikdosh is the center of all of Tfilu. So after the Chorban Beis HaMikdosh, Shari Tfilu were closed. So that's why they never instituted, you don't say Slichas on, even though you should say Slichas like on a Tainus Siba, you ought to say Slichas on Tisha B'Av. You ought to daven Nila, it's a Tainus Siba. We don't say the Slichas, we don't say Nila, because after the Chorban Beis HaMikdosh, the Tfilus are not really going to help that much. And any other, so the only Gemara says, Ein Tainus Siba B'Bavel, Chutz Mitisha B'Av Yom Kippur. The only 2 days in the year that they had a Tainus Siba in Bavel was Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av, we don't say Nila, so blight them only with Yom Kippur. That's why we go with the attitude, which is incorrect, that Nila has a shaychus with Yom Kippur. It's not really true. Nila is an any Tainus Siba. So Ne'ila is a tefillah that's miyuchad for a Tainus, and Ne'ila you can duchen. Ne'ila you can duchen. Most of the Rishonim say you don't duchen at night. So usually by the time the chazan gets to the duchening, in Ne'ila it's already half an hour after the shkia. So that's why we don't duchen. Because you don't have duchening balayla. It's like avodas hakorbanos. The Gemara learns out from Sukkim that duchening is supposed to take place at the conclusion of hakrovas karbanos tzibur, because duchening is some kind of a form of avodah, like hakrovas hakarbanos. That's why the kohanim have to stand also. It's like an avodah. So the Gemara says, you can't duchen by ne'ilah. That's mishnais like that. You can't duchen by ne'ilah. You don't make a loy plug. We don't duchen by minchas any day. You don't duchen by minchas, afraid of shikris. So you don't say, well, we shouldn't duchen by Nila, we'll be afraid of shikris. No, Nila is only on a tiny Siba. Everybody's fasting anyway. So in the days of the Gemara, they used to daven mincha normally earlier, and on a tiny Siba they daven mincha very late in the afternoon. So that's when the Gemara says, "Behoidna mizman hazeh," that we have the practice that we duchen by Nila on a tiny Siba. Why is that? Because we daven Nila, we daven mincha so late on a tiny Siba, so the mincha on a tiny Siba is like Nila. That's why we duchen. Today in a lot of places we always daven mincha late. All year long we daven mincha late. In fakirta on the tiny Siba we usually daven mincha earlier. Except the whole reasoning of the Gemara doesn't apply. But that's why in Eretz Yisrael, in most places where they duchen every day, they will not duchen mincha on the tiny Siba, because the whole logic, the whole rationale the Gemara gave, doesn't really apply by us. The Chazon Ish insisted that yes. Chazon Ish said that since the Gemara says that we duchen by mincha and a tiny Siba, even though the whole explanation the Gemara gave doesn't apply, he said it doesn't matter. Even in the yeshivas, where every day they daven mincha late and a tiny Siba they daven mincha early, right after Chatzos, they should duchen also. But in most places they don't follow the
Chazon. The yeshivas are wrong to daven early.
Yeah, it's against the Gemara. Yeah, right. You're supposed to daven mincha later.
The Nila, why we call this Nila? It's not because we finished the rough of davening. The most of the davening in Yom Kippur. That's why we call this Nila.
Nila, either Ninolu Share Shamayim, the day is setting, or Ninolu Share Rachmim, that on Yom Kippur. Yeah, the Share Rachmim are open on Yom Kippur. Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole machlokes before the Kohanim begin to duchen, so they face the Aron Kodesh, and then in order to duchen, they have to duchen ponim keneged ponim, so they turn their backs to the Aron Kodesh and turn around to the Tzibur. So the Gemara has a klal that when you're turning, called Pniyah Shatapayne lo Yehu Elo Yamin, Mor Kavadik is to turn to the right side. So which way is called to the right side? If you're turning around, that means clockwise, or that means counterclockwise? Which way is it supposed to be? So most assume it's just a question of either way you're yaitze, the duchening. It doesn't matter how, whether you turn clockwise or counterclockwise. Most of the poskim assume that the more bekavadika way to do is derech yamin. So which is the derech yamin? So most of the poskim assume clockwise. But they say whatever you hold, you should make sure all the kohanim do the same. Usually when you have a tzibur of 10 or more kohanim, half of them are doing one way, half of them doing the other way. So it's more bekavadik if everybody does it the same way. So we should make up in advance. On Yontif, the choir leader or whatever, the chazan should make up in advance with the kohanim which way they're going to turn. And the generally accepted way is that you turn around clockwise. You turn to your right. Everybody knows that in Chumash it says, starting from the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, you start counting Sfiros HaOmer. Mimochras HaShabbos, Miyom HaViyachem HaSoim HaTnufa. Shabbos doesn't mean Shabbos Bereshis. Saturday, that's called by us Shabbos Bereshis. Every Saturday is Shabbos. Mochras HaShabbos here means Yontif. That the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, you start counting Sfiros HaOmer, and Shavuos can come out any day of the week. The Tzedukim, during the period of the Bais Sheni, rejected the traditions of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So they insisted you always start counting Sfira on a Sunday, and Shavuos is always going to be on a Sunday. Moshe Rabbeinu, Oy Bisrael Hoya, Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Jewish people. See, if the Ribbono Shalom didn't give the Torah, if Moshe Rabbeinu made up the whole Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Jewish people, so since Shavuos is only a one-day Yontif, they made it an extended weekend. Pesach is a whole week, and Sukkot is a whole week, and Shavuot, you have to take off in the middle of the week one day. The Moshe Rabbeinu was always so high, so he made it. You have Shabbos, and Shavuot is always on a Sunday. You have an extended week. So we don't accept their position. It's against the tradition. Our Masara has that. Mimochas HaShabbos means first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. By us, we live in Chutz Lartz, so the first day Chol HaMoed is really what we call the second day Yontif. So we start counting Sfira, the night of the second Seder. So the different minhagim, which are reflected in the different haggadahs. You have a chassidish haggadah, so it says that you count svira the second night after you finish the whole haggadah at the end of the night. And by the misnagdim, they insist you're not allowed to eat before you tell svira, you're not allowed to eat before you shake a lulav, you're not allowed to eat before you blow shofar, you're not allowed to eat before you, if there's a mitzvah that you can do now, so you're not allowed to eat a mitzvah shezman oiveris. Why do the chassidim insist dafka on counting Sfira after the Seder? So they got it from the Sfardish and Mekubalim. The Chassidim davened with the Sfard, so that they picked up from the Sfardish and Mekubalim. Okay. So the Sfardish and Mekubalim have this idea. The more correct is, the Kapachain quotes this, other Sfardish and Mekubalim, that they claim that it's more correct to count Sfira after the Seder. Why? Because at the Seder, you're going to say Hallel, and the Torah says you start counting Sfira Mimachras HaShabbos. After Yontav is over. What do you mean after Yontav is over? You're going to say Hallel later on. So Yontav is not over. Aye, but tomorrow morning you're going to say Hallel. So what's happened of Adin? What do you gain by waiting, postponing to say the Sfira after the Seder? So that's Mimachos HaShabbos. But tomorrow morning you're going to say Hallel. So it's still going to be Yontav. So they give some Kabbalistic explanation why they think that it's better. But bottom line, that's my wife is from a Chassidish family, so she always counts Sfira after the second Seder. My father is also Chassidish, but when he came to YU, so he converted. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik made him change his Kesher Shel Tefillin, and he made him change everything, so he became Ois Chassid. So by my father, he always counted Sfira before the second Seder. That's the Misnagdim have the Taina. Sfira Soimer is a Pasuk in Chumash, and nonetheless, the Gemara has a Machlekes where the Sfira Soimer Bizman Azeh, Deraisa Dirabonu. What's Bizman Azeh? What changed? What's Bizman Azeh different from when? So the simple reading of the Gemara is that the Torah says you count Sfira from the day on which you brought the Minchas HaOmer. So if you don't have a Beis HaMikdash and nobody's bringing the Minchas HaOmer, so it can't be Sfira HaOmer Deraisa. That's the Poshe Pshat in the Gemara. They quote from Rab Chaim Soloveitchik that he thought that that's hard to believe. What if one year, for some reason or another, they just didn't bring the Minchas HaOmer? Nothing grew, there was a drought, and it was not Shayach, there was some kind of an emergency. Everybody was busy with something, they didn't bring Minchas HaOmer, so that year, Sfira HaOmer is going to be the Rabbanon. So they say, B'Shem Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, he didn't think that it depends on the actual Akrovas Minchas HaOmer, he thought it depends on the obligation to bring the Minchas HaOmer. There was an obligation to bring the Minchas HaOmer, because there's a chiyuv to bring a Minchas HaOmer, therefore there's a chiyuv to tzel svir. Is there an obligation to bring Minchas HaOmer just that we can't do it? Our hands are tied, the Arabs won't let us go there, or there's no Kedushas HaMakom, whatever. Is it just Oynes Rachmana Patre? Well, Anusim, that we can't bring Minchas HaOmer? Or they say, no, there's absolutely no chiyuv to bring the Mincha Soima today. So they say, B'shem Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, that he thought that this depends on the Machloikas HaTanoim and the Machloikas HaMaroim and the Machloikas the Rambam and the Ravid. When the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, do we assume that there's no longer a Kedushas Beis HaMikdash? And when we'll rebuild the third Beis HaMikdash, we'll have to be Mekadosh the Makom all over again. That's called Loikit Shalosi Lovei. Kedushas HaMikdash was only Kit Shalashaita, Kol Zman the Beis HaMikdash is there. But Loikit Shalosi Lovei, should we assume no? When they were Mekadosh the Beis HaMikdash, it was maybe when Shlomo HaMelech, the Rambam says when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, it was Kit Shalosi Lovei, the Kedusha is still there. Others distinguish the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash the first time around was bottled, the second time around was not bottled. So Rav Chaim thought that that's what it depends on, whether Sfira Sa'imba Bizman Azez, Der Aisa Der Rabbanon, means if you hold Kit Shalosi Lovei, so it's as if there's still a Beis HaMikdash, you just need a Mizbech, so go make a Mizbech. So the Arabs won't let you. Israeli government won't let you do it either. To bring a make a mizbech and bring a mincha sa'ima. So that's Anis Rachmana Patre.
You don't know where the mizbech
was. Right? The mizbech was on the floor, and the Bai Sheni was 32 amas by 32 amas. So strictly speaking,
the position.
Right. So you really don't need such a big mizbech. If you make amo al amo, it's also good. It has to be a square. It has to be a minimum amo al amo. So if you know, generally speaking, where it was, either here or there,
it could be very far off.
Oh, so it could be that it's in Gansen. It could be it's in Gansen. They're different. We're not sure exactly where the Azara was.
We just know where the Sori is, but we don't know.
Much was added onto the Azara. So whatever was added didn't have Kedushas Azara. We don't know exactly where the Makom HaMizbech was, right? So they're not able. Metzias, they're not able to build the Mizbech. But the Shardas Rav Chaim thought, if you hold Kitchel Osi Lovoi, Salpidin is considered as if he have Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, it's just Einas Rachmana Patre. So there is, theoretically, there's a Chiev to bring Mincha Sa'imer, so then Sfira Sa'imer would be their rice. And if you hold that like Kitchel Osi Lovoi, there's no Kedushas HaMikdash, no Beis HaMikdash al Pidin, not just there isn't a bias. There's no Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, so there's no Chiyuv to bring Mincha Sa'imer, so then in Meila there's no Chiyuv to Pitzel Svir. That's what Rav Chaim thought. Others have it slightly different Mahalach. There is we have a klal in the Mishnah in Kedushin, the end of the first perek, the women are obligated to observe all of the lavim in the Torah, all the loises, and the 365 lavim, shin samachay lavim, and then there are ramach mitzvah says, 248 mitzvah saseh. So the women are obligated to observe the lavim, even if it happens to be a loises, a shahazman groma, not to do malach on Shabbos, not to do malach on yontif, that's a zman groma, but it's a lav, so the women are mechuyev in all the lavim. And a mitzvah saseh shahazman groma, the women are putter from. So what's an example of a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, women are potter? So we say tzitzis and tefillin and lulav and shofar and sukkah, these are all mitzvah saseh shazman groma. So the Gemara gives a few examples. Then the Ramban, in his commentary there on the Gemara in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, wants to give more details. So there's one line in the Ramban, he says that women are obligated to tzel sfira saimer. It's not considered a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. So all of the commentaries ask, what is he talking about? Ein lecha zman groma yosem izeh. The tzel sfira is on a specific day. How can the Ramban say that it's not a mitzvah saseh shazman groma? So some of the gedolim write, there's a tshuva in the Divrei Malkiel, the Lom Jerov has. He has quite a few volumes of tshuvas. And one of the earlier volumes, he wrote, there must be a misprint. Must be a misprint in the Ramban. That's what Rav Soloveitchik also said years ago. Must be a Torah Sefer. There's nothing to discuss. Let's not waste our time on the Ramban. Must be a mistake. But then the Divrei Malkiel in the later volumes says, no, maybe it's not a misprint. Rav Soloveitchik also, after 20 years later, but there's a Chibigitracht, and he said, maybe there is an explanation for the Ramban. So the famous different explanations. So Rav Soloveitchik said, on one occasion, he said what the Divrei Malkiel has. I'm sure he'd not have heard of the Tshuva Sefer, but he said the same, that since the purpose of Sfira Sa'imer is to establish Shavuos, Shavuos is 7 weeks after, so, and the women are going to have to observe Shavuos, it's relevant for the women, so the women are also obligated to participate in the Sfira Sa'imer in order to lead up to Shavuos. That was one possibility. And then others say, a generation or two after the Ramban, There was one of the Talmidim of the Ramban was the Maram Chalava, also from Spain. The Ramban lived in Spain. He had a debate with the Mishumetz. He had a run for his life because he won the debate against the Christian religion. So he had to leave. He had to run away. So he ran to Eretz Yisrael at the end of his life. But originally he lived in Spain all the years. So I think two generations after was the Maharam Chalava, also from Spain. So the Maharam Chalava passed away, and his son writes, they had a manuscript that they printed, the son writes, he heard so much Torah from his father, and his father just passed away, he realizes he better write it down or he's going to forget everything. So here we go. So he start. We only have one page. He says he heard so much Torah from his father, he's going to start. So the one page that we have in the manuscript is on this Ramban. He says, the Ramban says in Kiddushin that Tzvira Saima women are Mechuyiv. How can it be? Isn't it clearly a mitzvah says the Shaz Magram? And he doesn't assume that it's a Tos Sefer. He says, the Ramban really said it. They were alive. They were Talmidim of the Ramban. He said, that's what the Ramban said. So he explains the following. He explains what the Avnei Nezer has. This is a standard Pshat that Achreinim have. So the Maram Chalava's son writes this in the name of his father. The Maram Chalava, the Pshat is like this. When the Torah says that we count Svira on the 16th day of Nisan, so is the Torah just defining, Torah just describing which day it is? But really the Mechayiv of Svira Saima is the 16th of Nisan. It happens to be the day on which you bring the Mincha Saima. But Tezayin Nisan is Mechayiv. Or should I say no? Tezayin Nisan is Mechayiv to bring Mincha Saima, and Hakrovas Mincha Saima is Mechayiv and Svira Saima. So the Ramban meant to say like this, it's only considered a mitzvah saseh as man grama if the zman is grama, if the zman is Mechayiv a mitzvah. When it comes daytime, you Mechayiv to like tefillin. When it comes nighttime, you don't like tefillin. Comes daytime, you have to put on tzitzis. Nighttime, you don't put on tzitzis. When it comes Rosh Hashanah, you blow shofar. When it comes Sukkot, you have to shake a lulav. So do you say when it comes Tezayin Nisan, Tezayin Nisan, the day of Tezayin Nisan is Mechayiv and Sfira Sa'imer, so then it says Man Grama. And then you say that Sfira Sa'imer Bismanazah will be there, right? Because Tezayin Nisan came, and the day of Tezayin Nisan is Mechayiv and Sfira. Or should I say no? Tezayin Nisan is Mechayiv and Hakrobas Mincha Sa'imer. Mincha Sa'imer is a mitzvah says Shaz Man Grama. But the Mechayiv to count Sfira is really Hakrobas Mincha Sa'imer. So then, Sfira Saima will not be deraisa bizman hazeh, because the Hakrovas Mincha Saima is Mechayiv in the Sfira. And if you say like that, then it's not called a Zman Grama. Zman Grama means that Zman is Mechayiv. But if you say Zman of Tezayin Nisan is Mechayiv in Mincha Saima, and Hakrovas Mincha Saima is Mechayiv in Sfira, so that's not called a Zman Grama. It's not, the Zman is not directly Mechayiv in the Sfira. Zman is Mechayiv in the Hakrovas Mincha Saima, which in turn is Mechayiv. So that's not called Zman Grama, just because it happens to be linked up with Zman. Anyway, that's the famous issue that the Ramban writes in his Chidushim and Kiddushin, that women are Mechayiv in Sfira Saima. The Mishnah Brura writes that even though the women have the practice that they shake a lulav with their bracha by the Ashkenazim, and they sit in sukkah, and they shake, and they listen to tkiyas, and so on. But the meaning is that they don't count svira. Ramban holds they're obligated to count svira. He says the meaning is they don't count svira, because they're probably going to miss a day. So they're going to miss a day. So what's the great tragedy? So the whole missing a day, the Gemara never says a word about missing a day. Tosfos quotes from the Sefer Halachas Gedolos. Halachas Gedolos was written in the days of the Gaonim. They're not sure exactly who wrote Halachas Gedolos. Some say Rabbi Yehudoi Goyen. He himself is one of the Goyenim. A Goyen means the Rosh Yeshiva in either in Bavel or in Eretz Yisrael. They were Goyen in Bavel and Goyen in Eretz Yisrael. The Rosh Yeshiva means the one who, the president of the yeshiva who had to raise all the money. So some of them were very learned and some of them were fundraisers. Some of them were neither successful in fundraising nor successful in learning. But Rav Hai Goyen was one of the very famous. Rav Doi Goyen was also one of the great Goyen. So not sure exactly who wrote this Sefer Halachas Gedolos, but it's clearly from the Tkufas HaGoyen. So Tosfos always has big respect for the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, even when they think that it's not correct. They always say we got to be careful because it's from the Tkufas HaGoyen. So the Sefer Halachas Gedolos has this chiddush that the pasuk says Sheva Shabbos says Tamimais. The Sfira should be, you should count Sfira should be Bishle Musa, Tamimais, all together. So Zokta, if you miss the day, you can't continue to count. If you miss counting day number 13, so you can't count the 14th day. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes Achrayim and say, that the women don't volunteer to count Sfira, because somehow the men go to shul and they daf Ma'ariv and shul, so they go tell Sfira and shul. The women don't go to shul, so they're probably going to forget. So if you forget, then you lost the whole mitzvah. So the whole idea of losing the whole mitzvah, that's Tosfos is not so keen about that. Tosfos says, okay, out of respect for the halachas gedolos, if we miss counting one day, we're obligated to continue counting because we don't really agree with the halachas gedolos. Out of respect for the safe halachas gedolos, we wouldn't say a bracha. That's it. Because according to the Bahag, it'll be a bracha levatol. We really don't hold like that. That's why we're mekel if there's any other tzad lahokel. So then when Mekel, we would say a bracha, because the whole thing is a chumra in the first place. So the whole reason that the Mishnah Berurah gives is that the women don't bother to tell Sfira, because they know in advance that they're going to forget. So they're going to forget. So let them still count Sfira, even if you do forget. Let them say a bracha until they forget, then they should count without a bracha. The men also forget sometimes. They say, that's taka the din, according to the halachas gedolos, let's say, a person knows he's going to die. He only has a few days to go. He knows he's going to die. So you shouldn't say a bracha on Sfiras Omer, because he knows he's not going to live to count all the 49 Sfiras. That's very questionable. Is that what the halachas gedolos meant? That's how the Prima Godim understands like that. The Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam writes that Tfilin Shal Yad and Tfilin Shal Rosh are not ma'akvim zeh. If you only have one without the other, you put on the tefillin that you have, and it's not mark of each other. The mitzvah b'shleimus says tap shal yad and shal rosh, and to put on the shal yad first, then to put on the shal rosh. But if you only have one without the other, they're not miyakim zezeh. So the Rambam says not miyakim zezeh is a simon that they're two separate mitzvahs. And the minyan on mitzvahs, you count tefillin shal yad is one mitzvah, and tefillin shal rosh is a separate mitzvah. Masha'ini came, the Mishnah says dalad minu shebelulav amiyakim zezeh. If you don't have a rabbis, you don't have hadasim, you don't have an esu, you don't have a lulav, so you don't waste your time, you don't even shake the three that you have, you gain nothing. It's a series of mishnayos and menachos. It lists off which things are me'akvim. If you have a mezuzah, you only have shema, you don't have a hayom shemaya, so it's me'akvim zezeh. Even if you're missing one letter, the whole mezuzah is possible. Everything's me'akvim zezeh in the mezuzah. The Mishnah lists off which things are me'akvim zezeh and which things are not me'akvim. So the Rambam says that since the dalad minu shebelulav are me'akvim zezeh, what it means is that it's one mitzvah. He's only going to count that it's one mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. So that's what the Prima Godim understood, that the Halachas Gedolos is telling me that all of the 49 spheres are me'akvim zezeh. So in effect, it's one long mitzvah. It's one mitzvah that takes us 7 weeks to fulfill. So that's why the Prima Godim is bothered with Akasha. How come we say 49 brachas? If it's only one mitzvah, there should only be one bracha. How come we say 40? Every night you say a bracha. How can it be if it's only one mitzvah? So the Mefarshim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs ask such a, I think the Rabban asked Akasha, and the Rambam. The Rambam counts as, the Rambam is trying to figure out which are the 613 mitzvahs. So some of the work was done before him by the Halachas Gedolos. The Sefer Halachas Gedolos is a Sefer HaMitzvahs. So it's part of what the Bahag writes, the Rambam accepts, and the other parts he rejects and he disagrees. So the Rambam counts Akrovas Korban Oila properly is one mitzvah. Akrovas Korban Shlomim properly is one mitzvah. Akrovas Korban Chatas properly is one mitzvah. So the Ramban says, how can he count that as one mitzvah? But there are so many different parts. Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, Hefshit, Nituach, Haktorah, so many different parts. And the Tosefta says, he says bracha in each step of the way. The one who does the Shechita says a bracha, and the one who does Kabbalah Saddam says, Asher Gidushani B'Gdushos Shalayim Tzivan Al Kabbalah Saddam. One who does Halacha Saddam says a bracha, one who does Rika Saddam, one who does Hefshit, the one who does Nituach, the one who does Haktorah Seymurim. Everybody says a bracha. So doesn't that indicate that there are many mitzvahs? How can the Rambam say it's one mitzvah? How can we say 10 brachas if it's one mitzvah? So that's the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam. So the later Mefarshim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs answer the kasha on the bottom of the page. They have the Lei Sameach and others. So they say, the klal is not that you say one bracha per mitzvah. Brachas are recited when you have a Maisa HaMitzvah. If you have one mitzvah with 10 different Maisa HaMitzvah, you have a mitzvah of Hakrobas Oilokim Mishpata. So you do Shchita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika Hefshet Nituach Haktoris Emurim. There are seven different Maisa HaMitzvah. Since there are seven Maisa HaMitzvah, one recites seven brachas. The Rambam writes like this. There is a machlokes hatanoim, whether lulav tzorach eged or lulav ein tzorach eged. You have to tie together the hadasim and the aravos with the lulav or not. So according to one Tana Reb Yudah, if you didn't tie together, you're not yotze the mitzvah. We don't paskin like that. We paskin, it's only lachatchila, zekelev yanvei, it's a hider mitzvah to have an eged, the lulav, hadasim, and aravos. But mikir adin, you're yotze even without eged. So how far can you push your luck? What if not only do you not have an eged, you didn't even pick up all the dalaminim of asachas? I pick up the lulav and I put it down. I pick up the hadasim and I put it down. I pick up the esring and I put it down. So Taisus says, "Das is upgeret, that's no good. You have to pick up all the dalaminim of asachas. One mitzvah, you have to have one netilas dalaminim." The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam says, if you want, you can pick up each one separately. And then he says, if you pick up the esrik separately and the lulav separately, the hadasim separately, the arava separately, then you say four brachas. And if you pick them all up together, then you say one bracha. And the Rambam says it's one mitzvah because Makom Zeh. And he talks about four brachas on one mitzvah. The answer is because he did four Maaseh HaMitzvah. Brachas, Brichas HaMitzvah are recited whenever you perform a Maaseh HaMitzvah. Doesn't depend on how many Kiyumi HaMitzvah you have. Let's say you ask me to put a mezuzah on your door. You can't climb up so high, whatever, you don't know how to do it. Yes, I put the mezuzah on your door. Who's mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah? You live in the house, it's your mitzvah. I have a mitzvah, gemilas chasadim, I did you a teiva. But when I nail the mezuzah on the door, I say the bracha, I'll lekvay a mezuzah. Why do I say lekvay a mezuzah? I'm yotze mitzvah, gemilas chasadim. I'm not yotze the mitzvah mezuzah. The answer is that the Birchas HaMitzvah is not recited by the one who has the Kiyam HaMitzvah, it's recited by the one who does the Maisa HaMitzvah. I'm doing the Maisa HaMitzvah Kviyas HaMezuzah. So I say the bracha. So if you'll have a mitzvah that has four different Maisa HaMitzvah, I pick up the Lulav, I pick up the Hadassim, I pick up the Arabis, then the Rambam says he say four brachas. The Rambam writes the same on Pesach night. The Rambam writes that it's optional. If you want, you can eat the Morah separately and the Matzah separately. And if you want, you can eat the matzah and the morah together, like Hillel. He understood that it's the different opinions, whether dafka together, dafka separately, or it's optional. So the Rambam paskin is optional. So then the Rambam says, if you make a kricha, the matzah and the morah together, then you say one bracha, shekereshanu b'mitzvah yisavet zivano, alachilas matzah samarayrim. And if you eat the matzah separately and the morah separately, then the Rambam says, you say two brachas, shekereshanu b'mitzvah, alachilas matzah, shekereshanu alachilas morah. But the Rambam holds that it's one mitzvah. To eat matzah in the morning with the Karban Pesach is all one big mitzvah. But if you have a separate Maisa mitzvah, then you say a separate bracha.
What happens if you can't do the other two Maisa? You only do two? So then there's bracha levatot. You don't have the mitzvah.
What, by the lulav, you mean? But then you shouldn't say the bracha in advance unless you have all four in front of you, the Rambam says. Hushiyu kulam lefanav. You have to have the lulav, aravos, hadasim, and esrik. Otherwise, you shouldn't begin to say the first bracha in the first one because it may not finish. You have to have everything in front of you, so then you can say the bracha. Right.
And Rabbi, the question is, today we make the bracha first on the matzah, then we make a bracha on the morah, and then we say, this is what Hillel used to do.
No, this is what we're going to do is what Hillel used to do, that he ate both together.
No, so, but we don't make a bracha.
Right, and the Shulchan Aruch says that the bracha that we said before goes on the koirach, and one should not talk. One should not be mafsid. Came in between the bracha alach ilos matzah and the eating of the koirach later on.
So
the bracha goes on the koirach. Yeah, there is a practice of the shalom hakodesh that the Rosh, Rashbam and Taisus and Arvi Psochim are of the opinion that when you eat the matzah at the beginning of the meal, even though you say the bracha l'achilas matzah, everybody has a mind not to be yotze at that time. You really have a mind, you want to be yotze with the matzah at the end of the meal. That's the ikar mitzvah's matzah at the end of the meal. That's how the Rashbam and Tosfos say. So the Shaloh had the practice, he wouldn't talk in between the bracha l'achilas matzah and the eating dafi kaimen. That's a difficult practice. Not to talk all night long. He left to eat the afikam. Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather Rav Chaim was machmer like that. like the Shalom. The Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch quote the Shalom. That was his practice. So that was the Prima Gadim's Kasha. Prima Gadim understood in the Shita of the Halachas Gedolos that if you missed one day, you don't have to continue to count. You lost the mitzvah. And out of respect for the Bahag, we don't follow his Shita. We do count, but we leave out the Bracha. We don't want it to be a Bracha Levatola. So the Prima Gadim understood the Bahag is saying that it's one big mitzvah that has 49 parts. And he was bothered with the Kasha. Why do you say 49 Brachas? Should only say one bracha. If they're ma'akvim zezet, it's one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah, it should only be one bracha. So that was the answer that Rav Soloveitchik gave, the same answer they gave on the Ramban's kash, on the Rambam. How could he count the carbon, to bring a carbon oil to mishpata, he count as one mitzvah? How can he say seven brachas? And the chita, kabbalah, halach, hezrik, hefshet, nituach, and haktorah, say murim, haktorah. So the answer is the seven ma'aseh ha-mitzvah. So here there are 49 Maisa Mitzvah. Each Maisa Mitzvah, when you count each night, there's another Maisa Mitzvah. Each Maisa Mitzvah requires another bracha.
But there's seven, you have different people doing each. Right. Each over there, there's more chance of not doing one
not
of those.
Not doing it.
One of those.
That's a problem. We assume.
Would be,
We assume Kohanim's reason, hey. Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash has reason. Why do we assume there's reason? So Rashi says because the Bez Nagadol is on the tail to make sure they do everything correctly. They have Rabbanim from the Bez Nagadol. Bez Nagadol meets in the Lishkas Hagozes in the Azor. So that's what Rashi says. Doesn't mean Kohanim all over the world has reason. Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash, when it comes to Hakrovas, Kabbanis, Sibar, has reason because the Bez Nagadol is supervising and that they should make sure they do everything correctly. So this was one suggestion that Rav Soloveitchik gave to answer the Kasha of the Prima Gadim, if it's one mitzvah, how can we say 49 brachas? But he thought that that's not really the pshat in the Halachas Gedolos. He always used to say his pshat that when the Rishonim quote Halachas Gedolos, that if you missed counting on the 13th day, you can't count on the 14th day, and then they disagree with him. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this when the Rishonim, so they say, what's the Grois Aveda? What's so bad? On the night of the 14th, say yesterday was the 13th and tonight is the 14th. So what did they gain by saying yesterday was the 13th? You're not Yotze the Mitzvah. You have to count the 13th and the 13th. You can't count today. Yesterday was the 13th. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that you see from the Rishonim they understood the Halachas Gedolos differently. He didn't mean to say that it's one big Mitzvah like Dala Neinu Shebulula Ma'akim Zeh Zeh and therefore it's one Mitzvah. The Halachas Gedolos meant to say a different word. If you didn't count 13, there's no hemshechius in the counting, so you can't count 14. If a person knows he's going to die before they tell him, he only have a few hours left to go. He wants the chapar in the last mitzvah, he's going to tell Svira. So, of course he counts with a bracha. You don't say that all the 49 Sviras are ma'akvim zeh. The Mishnah Berurah gave the rationale. The women don't sell Svira because they know in advance that they're probably going to miss a day. So it's going to be Arayz Gevarfen. Who says Arayz Gevarfen according to the Halachas Gedolos? He didn't mean to say that all 49 are ma'akvim zeh zeh. And if you don't think you're going to live so long to count all 49, you shouldn't say brach in the beginning. He only meant you can't count 14 if you didn't count 13. You can't count 33 if you didn't count 32. So that's what the other Rishonim. But if I counted everything in order, I know I'm going to die tomorrow. I know I'm going to forget something tomorrow. But today everything is in order, so I should say a bracha. That's what the Rishonim who disagree with the Halachas Gedolos said. They say there's no problem of missing a day. On the 14th, say yesterday was the 13th, and today is the 14th, so there will be hemshechius. You will not have fulfilled the mitzvah by saying yesterday was the 13th and today is the 14th. You have to count the 13th yesterday, but you will have hemshechius. The first 12 you counted each day bismanoi. And then the day that you missed, so the next day you say, yesterday was the 13th of the Mela, tonight is the 14th. So there is hamshechius in the number.
Maybe you can still make a brother. Yesterday, the day before was the 13th, yesterday was the 14th, today
is the 15th. Okay. Also.
So on the 14th, 49. I can make a bracha now, according to this?
The all those who disagree with the Halachas Gedolos, they say it doesn't say in the Gemara anywhere. The Halachas Gedolos came up from thin air with this idea that Tmimus means all the 49 should be Bishlei Musam. The Gemara does learn out something from Tamimus, but totally different. The Gemara says Tamimus means that each day's counting should be, you should include the whole day in the counting. The Gemara has a toss-up. When do you tell Svira? The nighttime or the daytime? Sometimes you have a mitzvah, which is mana bayom. Zitzes and tefillin is by yom, and sometimes a mitzvah is mana balayla, a mitzvah dafka balayla, matzah, mor, korban pesach is only balayla. So when is sfira simon? So one pasuk it says, shibi shavuos tispalach mehochel chermesh bakoma. From the time that you begin Kitzira Sa'imer. Kitzira Sa'imer is the night of Tezayin Nissan. It's so Yantaf Rishon, the first night of Chol HaMoed. Hakrava Sa'imer is the daytime. You don't have Hakravas Benochas Balayla. So one pasuk says, Shibishu is Tisbalach, you should count Svira, Mihoch Lechemish Bakomer, from the day that you do Kitzira Sa'imer. So that could be the night. The other pasuk says, Asrat Malchem, is in the daytime. So the Gemara says, when is it? When do you tell Svira? From the daytime or from the nighttime? So the Gemara says, but look in the pasuk, it says, Sheva Shabbos is Tmimais. Tmimais means, doesn't mean Tmimais all 49. That's the Halachas Gedolos came up with that. The Gemara says, Tmimais means you should have the whole day included in the Svira. If you're going to count Svira at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's only from 2 o'clock till 7:30 till the Shkia will be included in the Svira. So Gemara says, you better count at night, so all night and all day will be included in the Svira Sa'imer. So every day will be a Svira Tmima. You should have, the whole day should be included in the Svira. That's what the Gemara says, Tmimas. Tmimas means the day and the night should both be included in the Svira. You're going to count in the daytime, so last night was not included in the Svira. That's our Tesis in Menachas. These Gemaras are all about Sfira Soimer. If you have a Gemara Psochim, the Rif, on the last page in the Rif, in Psochim, he quotes a few lines from the Gemara about Sfira Soimer. Has no other place to put it, because the Rif didn't write anything on Menachas. So the few Gemaras in Menachas are in the Ge'el Halacha, so the Rif quotes it wherever he can put them in. So on the last page in the Rif, page Chav Chesem and Aleph, he quotes a few dinim about Chodosh and a few dinim about Sfira Soimer. So the Ran has a long piece on the last page in the Rif, and he quotes that Taisus in Menachas Dav Samach Vav, but Taisus says that when Sfira Soimer was Bizman Amigdosh, it was Deraisa, and the din is Sveka Deraisa Lechumre, so you should never count Sfira during Bein Hashmashos, because Bein Hashmashos is Safik Yom, Safik Laila. You have to make sure that you're counting the 14th on the 14th. Can't count the 14th on the 13th. But Bizman has said that Sfira Saim is only the Rabbanon. That's what Taisus assumes. The Maskana Sagimar there, Sfira Saim is only the Rabbanon Bizman has said, and Sveka the Rabbanon Lekula. So it's permissible Lachatchila to tell Sfira during Bein Hashmashos. That's what Taisus says. Permissible to count Sfira during Bein Hashmashos. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't agree with the Taisus. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ran. The Ran argues with Taisus. Sveka the Rabbanon Lekula means if you got stuck and you don't know what the story is, so you can be Mekel. But over here, what are you stuck? Wait another 15 minutes and count Sfira Soimer later. Why should you be Mekel to count Sfira Soimer Bein Hashmashos? Wait till Tzeisah Kochavim and it'll be Oy Sofek. It's not proper to put yourself in a situation. The Hachnin Satzva Lamatzav Shal Sveka the Rabbanu Lekul. What's the Gekvetch Tzeisah that they wanted that the guy should tell Sfira during Bein Hashmashos if you can easily avoid it? So if you read the Tzeisah slowly, Tzeisah explains why. Tzeisah holds, let's say you have an option of either tzeiling Sfira, let's say the Shkia is around, now it's 7:30, it's going to be quarter to 8, I don't know. Let's say the Shkia is going to be a quarter to 8, so say Sekhachab Malam is 8:15. You have an option of either counting Sfira at 8:15 or davening at the 11:30 minyan and counting Sfira at 11:45. So Tesis says you have to count Sfira as early as possible because the Gemara said Tmimas. You have to have as much of the day included in Sfira as possible. If you're going to count Sfira 11:30 at night, so you're missing the first few hours in the night. It's not a Sfira Tmima. You have to include as much as possible of the day into the Sfira Soimer. So Tosfos says, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, Sfira was a mitzvah deraisa. So if you're going to count Bein Hashmashos, it's going to be a Safik if you're Yotze. But Bizman HaZeh, that Sfira is only the Rabbanon. So if you will count Bein Hashmashos, B'di'eved will say you were Yotze because Sveka the Rabbanon Lekula. So we would recommend Lachatchila you should count during Bein Hashmashos, so you'll have the entire 24 hours of the day included in the Sfira. If you're going to wait till half an hour after the Sfira, after the Shkia, to make sure that it says a Kochavim, to what's with the first half hour is a Safik Yom, Safik Laila. You may have missed 25 minutes, you may have missed 10 minutes. You want to get as much of the day as possible. So Bizman HaZeh Taisa recommends Lachatchila, preferable, not just B'di'eved. Taisa holds Lachatchila you should count, preferable. He the mitzvah to count during Menash Moshes. The Rambam doesn't never says like that, that it's a hider lechatchila to count Sphere as early as possible. The Rambam seems to have understood Pshat in the Gemara that if you count by Yom, the day is a whole unit. So if you count by Yom, the whole day we may include it in the Sphere. But the night is a separate unit, so last night may not be included. But as long if you count by Laila, even if you count at 2 o'clock at night, if you count by Laila, so the whole Laila is one unit. So the Sphere was Chal on the Laila and on the Yom, on tomorrow on the Yom. It's not that you have to count as early as possible. Every minute should be included in the Sphere. Every minute will be included. If you count by Yom, so the whole Laila was not included. If you count by Laila, so the whole Laila is one unit. So even if you count 5 minutes before the end of the Laila, the Sphere was Chal on the whole Laila, the Sphere was Chal on the Laila and the Yom. The Yom Halach Achara Laila. Same Shaila Kiddush on Shabbos. What is Kiddush on Shabbos all about? So the Ramban writes on Chumash, on Parshas Yisro, Zochas Yom Shabbos Lekatcho, that Kiddush is Kviya V'Kaima, Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh Ola Shabbosis, and Shei Shei Smei Beresh, Baruch Hu is Mekadosh Ola Shabbosis. So what is the nature of Kiddush that we recite? So the Ramban says it doesn't just mean that we declare, we recognize the Kedushas Hayom. No, we are Mekadosh Shabbos. Just like it says, V'Kiddashim Eshnasach HaMishim Shana, Ramban writes, that the Bez Nagodol has to be Mekadosh Nas HaYovel every 50 years. So to recite in Kiddush, we are endowing the day of Shabbos with Kedusha. I already has Kedusha. So with Moshev Kedusha al Kedusha, has a Kedusha b'day Shamayim. When we recite Kiddush, we are being Mekadosh a second time around. Just a Moshel Amadov Adayme, you have a B'char Behemah Tohira. When a cow gives birth to the first Vlad and it's a male, so it's Kodesh Meirechem. When it's born, it has Kedusha already. And nonetheless, we pass on la'alacha that a b'char is mitzvah ha'kedishoy. How does it say in Chumash, kol ha'b'char she'yivad, b'kor ha'tzoncha, b'kor ha'zocha, tagdish la'shem v'lokecha. What do you mean, tagdish? It's a mitzvah ha'kedishoy, even though it has Kedusha b'day shamayim anyway, but it's a mitzvah to be ma'asiv, Kedusha al-Kedushasai. We should endow it with addition, not just to make a statement, it is Kodesh. We should say, we hereby declare, we are mekadishit. We are mekadishit with Kedusha b'char. So Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima has Kedusha anyway, but the Ramban says we should be Mekadoshet anew. So that's what reciting Kiddush is all about. We are endowing the day of Shabbos with our Kedusha. So the Shulchan Aruch says when you come home, you should recite Kiddush as soon as possible on Friday night. Why as soon as possible? So that's like Tosfos Shita. You should count Sfira as soon as possible. You should get as much as the 24 hours of Shabbos included in the Kiddush, and you're reciting out of the Kiddush, you're being Mekadosh Shabbos, you should be Mekadosh as much as possible. If you're going to wait till 12 o'clock to have some Rebbe's, start the Tisha at 12 o'clock. The Chassidim eat at home and then they come to the Rebbe's Tisha, and the Rebbe starts at midnight. So the Shulchan Aruch says, like Tosfos, you should come home, you should say Kiddush right away. You can sing Eshes Chayil after the Kiddush also. You should say Kiddush right away to be Mekadosh as much of the 24 hours as possible. And according to the Rambam, it would appear that there is no such insistence that you have to be Mekadosh every second of Shabbos. If you recite Kiddush any time at night, the whole night is treated as one unit, one entity, and your declaration that the Laila should be Mekudosh B'Kedush on Shabbos is Chal on the whole Laila, and it's Chal on tomorrow, it's Chal on the Yom. So you did gain, you were Mekadosh, both the Yom and the Laila. So it's really the same Shaila that you have by Sfiras Omer is by reciting Kiddush. Is it really significant that you should recite Sfiras Omer as early as possible and you should recite Kiddush as soon as possible when you come home? Or no, as long as you recite the Kiddush or the Sfiras Omer sometime at night, so you have both the Laila and the Yom included in the Sfira, included in the Kiddush.
If the Omer is what brings the
Kiddush,
why don't we start counting from the daytime? Why don't we start counting
Well, the Gemara says you have the two psukim. One pasuk says mehocha chermesh bakama from the time you start harvesting the oimer. The harvesting was balaylo. The other pasuk says miyom habiyachim, the day you bring it. So the Gemara says which is the more correct one? So the Gemara says the word tamimus tells you that the sphere every day should be on as much as the day as possible, which indicates you should count at night. That's how we know you have to count at night. So this is a menachis, this is a machloikis, where the sphere of Saima Bizmanazeh is the Raisa or the Rabbanon. The Shulchan Aruch has adopted the position that sphere of Saima Bizmanazeh is only the Rabbanon. And the Rambam and the Goyim all seem to accept the other position, that sphere of Saima Bizmanazeh is really the Raisa. Yeah. There is a compromise sheet that.
Women shouldn't say it because your kiddush is only the rabbanon and that's the derisa. According to what you're saying, it doesn't make any sense that they that much like this.
Why?
Because you're saying by, that what, you should make kiddush as soon as you get home, but you already make kiddush in Shemona Esrei, so you have it to meet with them.
Ah. Okay, but we want the kiddush with the rabbanon also should be as soon as possible. Both. Both should be Mekadosh as much as Shabbos as possible. Both?
I mean, actually, there's a difference between Kiddush and Shabbos and Sefiras HaOmer. There's a personal element involved here. When you Mekadosh Shabbos early, you're doing that for yourself. You brought Shabbos into your life earlier. It's really Rabbi Sefiras HaOmer. That element is not there.
Mim Mosifa Mechol Ala Kiddush. That's personal, yeah. Yeah, that, if you want to say Kiddush before Shkia, that's Tosefes Shabbos, yeah. But that you have to recite Kiddush on Shabbos, that's to be Mekadosh to Shabbos. That's how the Ramban says. You are Mekadosh to Shabbos. So you should try to be Mekadosh as much of the Shabbos as possible. So just like Tosefes says, you should count as much of the day in the Sfira, count Sfira as early in the night as possible. So the Shulchan Aruch writes like that, you should recite Kiddush as soon as possible when you get home. You shouldn't dilly-dally. Some people carry on a whole conversation for half an hour before they start saying Kiddush. That's it in Shulchan Aruch. You shouldn't do that. Yemahel Kaddish Miyad. The Achrayim quote that the Rabbeinu Yeruchim is a Talmud of the Rosh, I think. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim has a compromise shita, where the Sfira Saima Bizmanazeh is the Raisa de Rabbanon. What's the compromise? We don't have this Girsa in the Gemara. He had a totally different Girsa in the Gemara, Menachas. The Gemara says there's another contradiction between the two versions of Sfira Saima. Mitzvah Sfira Saima appears in Parshas Emor and then again in Parshas Re'eh. So one Parshat says Shiva Shavuos Tispaloch, you should count 7 weeks. That sounds like you're counting weeks. The other Parshat says Esfat Malachem Tispaloch Hamishim Yom, you count Yomim. So which is it? Do you count the days or do you count the weeks? So Abai says in Ishkin Kasha Mitzvah Lemim Neyomi and Mitzvah Lemim Neshavuot. That's a big question. There are two different mitzvahs, and the minyan mitzvahs, a mitzvah to count the days, and the mitzvah to count the weeks. That doesn't mean there are two parts to the one mitzvah. It's only one mitzvah. So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs makes a whole big spiel about this. The Rambam says, if it would have been two different mitzvahs, then you should have really recited two different brachas before you're about to tell Svira. That's on the seventh night. You say, Hayom Shiva Yomim Sheim Shavu Echad Ba'imer. So you're counting both the days and the weeks. So the Rambam says, if there are two different mitzvahs, you ought to say two different brachas. And the fact that there's only one bracha, he thinks that this is a conclusive proof that there are two parts to the same mitzvah, it's only one mitzvah. Okay. And others disagree, they hold the two different mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, Abai says, they're both correct. Mitzvah lemim neyomi, and mitzvah lemim neshavui. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim had a girsa in the Gemara that bizman she'en beis hamikdash kayim, the counting of the days is the raisa, the counting of the weeks is the rabbanon. Where did that come from? Adam says Girsa in the Gemara. What's the rationale? It doesn't make any sense. So the Pashto says it's based on the Gemara Chagiga. The Gemara Chagiga in the second parak says that if you didn't bring the Oilus Riyah and the Shalma Chagiga, the first day Pesach, you have the whole Chalamoid and the last day Pesach. If you didn't bring Oilus Riyah, Shalma Chagiga, the first day Sukkot, you have the whole Chalamoid and even Shmini Atzeres you can bring. What if you didn't bring on Shavuos? There is no Chalamoid. There's a Peledik Rambam. The Rambam writes in the Nusach HaTfilo that on Chalamoid Shavuos, you mention Yalav Yavoi, and you mention Rosh Shavuos and Yalav Yavoi. There ain't no such thing as Chalamoid Shavuos. What's the Rambam talking about? Some kind of mistake over there. So there is no Chalamoid Shavuos. So if you didn't, you can only bring the Oil Sri and the Shalmach HaGig on Shavuos, and as nit, you lost the chance. So the Gemara learns that from Psukim, from different Yalfuses, that the 6 days immediately following Shavuos is also a Zman of Tashlumin. Whoever didn't bring the Oil HaSriya, the Shalmach HaGiga, on Shavuos, has another 6 days.
We don't say Tachnun.
So by Hasidim, they don't say Tachnun. So what is that based on? What is the Makar in the Chumash that you have 6 days of Tashlumin? So Abai says, the Gemara quotes Abai Gezak Mitzvah the Mimni Yomei U'Mitzvah the Mimni Shavuei. And the purpose of counting Sfira Sa'imer is to be Koveya Shavuos. So we count the days, every day we count, to be Koveya Shavuos as a Yontif of 1 day. It's only Asim and Malacha 1 day. You only bring the Musafim 1 day. If you didn't bring the Korbanos Musafim on Shavuos, you can't have Tashlum in the next 6 days. But you count weeks to establish Shavuos as a Yontif of a whole week. Where is Shavuos a Yontif of a week? For Tashlumin, for Oil Asriya, Shalmich HaGiga. Whoever didn't bring the Shalmich HaGiga, Oil Asriya, on the first day, on Shavuos, is another 6 days. So the Gemara understands like that, that the purpose of, two premises the Gemara has. The purpose of Sfira Saim is to be Kaveh Shavuos, and since Abai says you have to count days, you have to count weeks. So Shavuos is established both as a Yantav of a day, and a Yantav of a week. So it's a Yantav of a day for Isa Moloche and for Karbanos HaMasofim. And it's a Yantav of a week for the purpose of the Tashlumin, the Oil Asriya, and the Shalmich HaGiga. So that's what the Rabbi Yerucham had the Giris and the Gemara. There is Bancha Ein Beis HaMikdosh Kayam. We only have the obligation in our Torah to count days, because we're only going to make Shavuos a Yantav of 1 day for Isa Moloche. We're not going to have any Oil Asriya, Shalmich HaGiga to talk about. So what are we wasting our time? What are you counting weeks in order to establish Shavuos as a week? There was a mitzvah deraisa to count in addition to the days, to be kaveh Shavuos as a yantav of a day. There was a mitzvah in our Torah to count weeks as well, to establish Shavuos as a yantav of a week long. But b'zman hazeh, there's no tashlum if any karbanis, so Shavuos is only a yantav of a day. And we don't have that girus in the Gemara. We have something else in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Abaye said, mitzvah the mem neyami, mitzvah the mem neyshavuay. So the Gemara says, Ameimar heard what Abaye had to say. You got to count the days and the weeks. Ameimar mani yami v'lay mani shavuay. He only counted the days. He didn't count the weeks at all, because he said, Zechel amigdash. What does that mean, Zechel amigdash? So the Pashup Shat is that he held, so the Rebbe Yerucham had a whole different girsa. He counted the days min HaTorah, and he counted the weeks min the Rabbanon, Zechel HaMikdash. That the days are min HaTorah, and the weeks are the Rabbanon. But that's not the way we have the Girsa in the Gemara. We have a totally different Girsa. Ameimar was of the opinion that the whole institution of Sfiras HaEmet b'zman hazeh is only the Rabbanon to begin with, and it's only Zechel HaMikdash. So we're not mechuyev to make Shakcha Zechel, everything exactly the same as it was b'zman HaMikdash. Bizman HaMikdash, Sfira Simon was their Raisa, so you count both the days and the weeks. Bizman HaZeh, that's only a Zecher. So Ginuk, if you count the days, you're not Mukhiv to make such a big Zecher. They count both the days and the weeks. Now the Rishonim add on, no, not that it's Maspik, not that it's enough. You should Bedavke not make a Zecher LaMikdash. People should realize that it's not the same, that they're missing. Amei Mahoz, you should only count the days, they should know it's only a Zecher LaMikdash. Going to count the whole Sfira Saim exactly the same as it was Bizman HaMikdash, people would think that they're counting Sfira Deraisa. Tosfos and Megillah thinks that we paskin, Tosfos and Menachos, Tosfos and Megillah thinks we paskin Sfira Saim Bizman HaZeh is the Rabbanon. And that's how Tosfos explains that our minig is that when you finish counting Sfira, you say, Rotzon Sheibonim Bizman HaMikdash Meher Yomeinu. Why do you pray that the Rabbanon Shalom should rebuild the Bizman HaMikdash? Because the Sfira Saim of Bizman HaZeh is only the Rabbanon, so your Ratzon should be rebuilt. So the Sfira Saim will be their Raisa. That's how Tosfos explains the Tefillah. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Sefer Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh was one of the Bali HaTosfos. Tosfos every so often quotes from the Rav Yoh that they quote the case, a person says a bracha, and he thought tonight is number 13, and then he hears everybody else screams at 14, so he counts 14. So when he said the bracha, he thought he's going to count 13, and then he realizes that that's not correct, so he says 14. So it's not good. What's the shaila? So the Rav Yoh holds that that's a suffix if you're yotze, and he says that since Sfira Saim b'zman hazeh is only the Rabbanon, so Sveka the Rabbanu Lekula, it's okay. Why is it a suffix? So he refers you to the Gemara in the end of the first Perek in Brochus. And Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, the Gemara has a suffix a person has a cup of tea in front of him and he thought that it's a cup of wine. So if he's going to say Bar Pi HaGofen, then he's going to realize that it's tea. You're not yet to Bar Pi HaGofen on tea. The only Bar Pi HaGofen is only good on wine. But he didn't say that. He said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, thinking that he's going to end off Bar Pi HaGofen, and then he realizes in the middle of the bracha that it's not wine, and he corrects himself and he says the bracha correctly. Every word of the bracha he said was correct, but the machshava that he had, he thought when he said the Shema Malchus, he's going to end off with Bar Pi HaGofen, which wouldn't have been a correct bracha, wouldn't have been good even by the Eved, but he corrected himself. So that's an Ibai de Leif Shita. That's a suffix in the Gemara, whether you're Yoitz. So Tosis quotes the Rift, the suffix brachas lahakal. If you have such a suffix, suffix brachas lahakal. So the Rav Yos says, Babizman Shabbos Hamikdash Hayakayam, if the fellow started saying the bracha thinking it's 13, and then he corrects himself as 14, so since Sfira Soimer is deraisa, so it's a sveka deraisa l'chumra, so he would have to repeat the bracha. But b'zman hazeh, Sfira Soimer is norma derabanan, so sveka derabanan l'kula, sofik brachas l'ka, you don't have to say over again. So they quote from Rav Elbala Soloveitchik in the Shiurim HaMenachos, Akasha on the Rav Yoh. He doesn't understand what he's talking about. In the case in the Gemara in Brachas, he started off Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, thinking he's going to end up Bar Pi HaGofen. The bracha would have been invalid. Say Bar Pi HaGofen on tea is no good. But he corrected himself in the middle. He said Shachon Liyabedvar. But the kavana, when he said the Shema Malchus, he thought it's going to end off with a different Chasimus HaBracha. So that's a sophic in the Gemara. Is that acceptable or not? But here the bracha is exactly the same every single night. Shekadoshan Sassaman Al Sfira Soimer. The same bracha. From the beginning to the end, exactly the same bracha. And he said the bracha correctly. He just thought that you're supposed to count 13, and then he hears everybody screaming 14. So he counts 14. So what does it have to do with the case in the Gemara? That's where Rav Elbala Soloveitchik asked that kasha. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the Vilna Gaon asked the kasha and gives the teretz. The Bir Agro on Shulchan Aruch asked the kasha and he gives the teretz. He says it's Rav Yoh l'shitasai. The Rav Yoh says when you count Sfira Soimer, we have the practice, everybody says Amen. And you say, you do the mitzvah. The Rav Yoh adds a shin. Nobody says Amen. And then they say Amen. He holds that it's all one big sentence, and you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer in the form of a bracha. So the Chasimus HaBracha is not al Sfira Soimer. The Chasimus HaBracha is Shehayom Yom Echad Ba'omer. So it's exactly the same as the case in the Gemara. When he said the Shema Malchus, he thought it's going to end up Shehayom Shlosh Asayom. And then he realized it's got to end up Shehayom Arba Asayom, Shehayom Shnei Shavuos Ba'omer. So the Chasimus HaBracha is going to be different. So that's why the Rav Yoh thought that it's the same in the Gemara. The Mordechai quotes that Rav Yoh. You'd say Shehayom. We don't say that. So Rav Elbala Soloveitchik was asking, the whole Rav Yoh does make sense. Yeah, it does make sense the way we have the practice. We say the same bracha every night. The only thing that changes is what the sphere is supposed to be. But Rav Yoh was of the opinion that you don't answer Amen till after you finish Ayom Yom Echad Baim. It's in Gansen different.
Could you also ask on the Rav Yoh that it was the counting that's
deraisa,
not the bracha.
Right.
So the bracha, even if you don't do it perfectly.
That's a very strong kasha. The bracha is only midi rabbanon. The only thing that's deraisa is the counting. So why does he say bizman amigdush, he would have to count over again? So mistama, the answer is a murderous kasha. Mistama, perhaps the answer is the Rambam writes Kriya Shema is deraisa. Birchas Kriya Shema is only with the Rabbanim. The brachas of Kriya Shema is only with the Rabbanim. So the Rambam says that if a person is misupik, sofik kara Kriya Shema, sofik loy kara, so sofik deraisa luchumer and sofik the Rabbanim lekula. So you ought to say, he doesn't remember if he daven shachris. So the Rambam says, chayzu v'koyri Kriya Shema im birchay seho. So the Kesem Mishnah quotes Akasha in the Tshuvas HaRashbo, Chayzav v'kari Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is deraisa. So that's sofik deraisa l'chumer. But why does it say Chayzav v'kari im birchay seho? The brachas are only midirabbanan. Just say sofik derabbanan l'kula. Sofik brachas l'akal. You shouldn't say the brachas. So the Rashba in the Tshuva, quoted by the Kes Mishnah, Rashba in the Tshuva says, no, Kach tiknu chachamim, the way to fulfill the mitzvah, the rise of Kriya Shema, is al Seder HaBrachas. The Brachas spell out, there are three Brachas Kriya Shema. At night you had Hashkiveinu, that's a separate Bracha. But basically, both Shachras and Marv, they're basically three Brachas Kriya Shema, two before and one after. And each one of the Brachas spells out the theme of each one of the three parashiyos of Shema. So the Midrabbanan, the mitzvah is to recite Kriya Shema al Seder HaBrachas. It's one big key on Midrabbanan. So once you have a suffix derais on the Kriya Shema, you have to go to Chumra even on the Rabbanan. So that sounds like that's what the Rabbi Yot thinks. His man, Shabbos HaMikdash, HaYikayim, the Sphere of Saima, was derais, even though the suffix is only on the Rabbanan Dika aspect, with the Bracha, when he said the Shema Malchus of the Bracha, he planned to end off differently, to say HaYom Shlosha HaSayom, instead of HaYom Babu HaSayom. But since the Rabbanan is the way to fulfill the mitzvah derais, you have to go to Chumra on that too. The kasha is a very good kasha, and I think the answer probably is along the lines of that Rambam by Birchas Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema in Birchas Seher. The Mishnah starts off, Perek Arab Sochem starts off, Samuch Lemincha, people shouldn't eat Atche Techsha, an Erev Pesach. What is Samuch? Samuch, so the Rashbam and Rashi learn Samach means half an hour before. What does Mincha mean? There's Mincha Gdoila and there's Mincha Ktana. Mincha Gdoila is a half an hour after Chatzos. Mincha Ktana is 2.5 hours before the Shkia. Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before the Shkia. Plaga Mincha means half of the Mincha Ktana. Some Rishonim say, the Rambam sounds like, that it's not right L'chatchila all year long to dab in Mincha Gdoila. In the Shivas, they do it all the time. They always daven Mincha Gdoila. In Europe, they daven Mincha Gdoila in order to have a whole afternoon salad to learn the whole Seder. But the Rambam sounds like he recommends you should always daven Mincha Ktana. You shouldn't daven Mincha Gdoila. Okay. So the Gemara is not sure. When the Mishnah says, Samach leMincha, you shouldn't eat a filling meal, is that half an hour before Mincha Gdoila? So it means Chatzos? Mincha Gdoila is half an hour after Chatzos. The Samach leMincha Gdoila means starting from Chatzos, you shouldn't eat a filling meal. What does it mean? Samach leMincha Ktana. Mincha Ktana is 2.5 hours before Shkia. Yeah. Samach leMincha Ktana be 3 hours before the Shkia. So let's say now the Shkia is approximately, I don't know, 7:30. So 3 hours before would be approximately 4:30, 4:15. An hour is, Shor Zman is a little more than 60 minutes. Be 4:15. So the Gemara has a suffix. So in Hilchas Pesach with Mekel, that it's only from 4:15 you shouldn't eat a full meal. Before 4:15 it's okay. In the Shulchan Aruch they quote this on Erev Sukkos also. Erev Sukkos also you shouldn't eat Samach leMincha because it's the Gzeres Shavah Chamishasa Chamishasa. Just like you have to eat matzah Leil HaSeder, so too you have to eat in the Sukkah Laila HaRishon of Sukkos. The Gemara has a Gzeres Shavah. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Achrayim say because it is Gzeres Shavah Chamishasar Chamishasar, you shouldn't eat an Erev Sukkos Samach leMincha in order to eat leTeyav, in order to eat in the Sukkah leTeyav. Okay, so there in Hilchas Sukkah they say you shouldn't eat Samach leMincha Gedayla. They're Machmer. In Hilchas Pesach, the original din, there were Mekel Samach leMincha Tana. You shouldn't eat a filling meal. It's a very strange Samach leMincha and Erev Sukkos. Steaknish in Gemara. That was the late Rishonim came up with that Einfach. That the din from Erev Pesach carries over to Erev Sukkos. So by Erev Pesach, we're Mekel, and by Sukkos, which is derived from Erev Pesach, we're Machme. Even Samach leMincha Gedayla you shouldn't eat. So Taisa wants to know, what are you not allowed to eat? What shouldn't you eat from 4:15 on? What are you not allowed to eat? The Gemara says to have a little nibble, a little snack, mini tagima is mutter, even after 4:15. So what are you talking about? Eating bread. So bread, you can't eat chametz. You can't eat chametz already from 2 hours before chatzais. What are you eating? Matzah? Oh, the Yerushalmi says you're not allowed. The Bavli never says. But the Yerushalmi says one is not permitted to eat matzah and Erev Pesach. And most of the Rishonim say all day long Erev Pesach. Balamor says the prohibition against eating matzah and Erev Pesach is only after chatzais. But we don't follow that. We follow the Ramban. That the prohibition against eating matzah is a whole day, and Erev Pesach. So matzah, you can't eat it ready all day. And chametz you can't eat from 2 hours before chatzais. And minit tagim he may eat. So there's nothing left to eat. So Tai says, no matzah ashira. Matzah ashira. The prohibition against eating matzah on Leil HaSeder is only matzah that would be good to be yotze with. But if, let's say if you have egg matzahs, so egg matzahs is not chametz, and it's not matzah that you can be yotze the mitzvah with. So egg matzahs is mutter to eat on Erev Pesach. So this Rabbi Natam is against Rashi, his grandfather. There's a Gemara Lamed Hei Amid Beis, the top line of Lamed Hei Amid Beis, the Gemara makes a statement, Mei Peris Ei Machmitzen. Egg matzah, they mix in apple cider, and they mix in eggs into the flour, and it doesn't have any water. So the Gemara says, no problem, you can mix in apple cider and eggs and let it sit as long as you want. It's, if it's not water, Mei Peris Ei Machmitzen, it can't turn into chametz. So the kasha is, that's on Lamed Hei Amid Beis. On the very next Amud, facing each other, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, it says, if you mix in Mei Peris with flour, not only does it turn into chametz, it's memahir lahachmetz. It'll become chametz faster. The Gemara says later, if you mix flour with water and it sits for less than a shear mil is 22 and a half minutes, Mishnah Berurah says 18 minutes, something like that. If it sits for less than a shear mil, less than 22 and a half minutes, for sure it's not chametz. And even afterwards, it's going to take a long time till it becomes chametz. But if you're going to mix Mei Peris with flour, it's memahir lahachmetz. The reaction may happen faster. May turn it to chametz faster. Tzach mamash astira. Over here, the Gemara says, and it's not a machlokes hamaraim. These are tanoim, and nobody's disagreeing over here. Here it says may peris are not machmitz. Here it says memar lahachmitz. So Rashi came up with a whopper of a chumrah. May peris can never become chametz gomer, but the chimutz process will begin, but it'll never end. There's a chimutz is a process. It takes a long time. Mix flour with water, so for the first half hour nothing happens, and then after an hour or so it'll begin to turn into chametz. So the beginning of the process is called Seor, Shin Yud Aleph Vav Resh, not to be confused with the word Nechumish. Seor, Seor Chumish means yeast, a bar of yeast. You take raw dough and you didn't bake it, and you let it sit long enough so the microorganisms will eat up all of the flour, eat up all the dough, and it'll keep on reproducing. You have millions, billions, trillions, zillions of microorganisms, we won't have any dough left. And they're going to keep on until you bake it, then you kill all the microorganisms. Because man, you didn't bake it, so it's going to be sa'or. So sa'or is a din, that's chametz. That's the, if you eat sa'or, you chayv kares. But se'or, shin yud aleph vav resh, it's spelled with a yud in the Mishnah, that's a different din. Se'or means when the chametz process begins. So if you eat se'or, it's not permissible on Pesach, but you're not chayv kares unless you ate chametz dog and gomer. If it sat so long without any hisaskus, that the chimetz process completed. So when is it considered the beginning of the process? When it considered the end of the process? So that's a machlekes, a detail, major detail, but it's a detail machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. When is the beginning of the process? When is the gemara of the process? So Rashi takes that idea, and Rashi says, on Lamed Vav and Aleph, if you mix Mei Peris with flour, it'll never become chametz dog and gomer. The chimetz process will begin faster. The beginning of the process that the Mishnah calls Seor, Rashi calls chametz nuksha. Chametz, the different kinds of chametz nuksha. The one kind is when the chimetz process began, but it wasn't yet completed. So Rashi says you should never mix, you should never eat egg matzahs, because the egg matzahs with the apple cider could be memahir lahachmetz, could turn into chametz, it'll never become chametz dog and gomer. You'll never be chayv kares, but you can never tell. It may hasten to begin the chimetz process, in which case it'll have the Issa Seyer. This Issa Seyer is a machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda in the same Mishnah, Memches and Beis. Is it an Issa Deraisa and Issa Derabanan? There are three machlekes, and when is the beginning of the chimetz process? When is the gemar of the chimetz process? And if a person eats this kind of Seyer, is that an Issa Deraisa and Issa Derabanan? So whatever it is, that's how Rashi says. So the Rabbi Natam, and the Tesis here, Lamed Hei Amid Beis, doesn't agree with his grandfather. He says, there's nothing wrong with eating egg matzahs. It doesn't become chametz at all. When the Gemara says, it's memahir lahachmetz, the Gemara means if you mixed in water with the flour, that'll take a while, but if you mixed in water with Mei Peris, then it'll be memahir lahachmetz. But when they make the egg matzahs, they're careful not to mix in any water at all. They just use the apple cider, apple juice, and they use the and the eggs. So since there's no mayim at all, so Rabbi Natan holds that it's not machmitz at all. So Tosis quotes, Rabbi Natan was a grandson of Rashi. He was young. He was a little baby when Rashi died. His older brother was the Rashbam. Rashbam learned with Rashi. So Rashbam always followed Rashi. And Rabbi Natan didn't have that much interaction with Rashi. So he always disagrees with Rashi. He finds it very easy to throw Rashi out. Rashi a lot of times answers the kash Rashi with one word and one letter, answers all the Rabbi Natan's kashas again. So Rabbi Natan just knocked off Rashi's very, very easily. So Rabbi Natan didn't hold from this Rashi. However, Tosfos says below lo oliboy, but he didn't have the chutzpah to eat egg matzahs on Pesach. That he wouldn't do. But if he eat egg matzahs on Erev Pesach after the zman isachom, is that he would do. Erev Pesach is not as chom as Pesach. So Rabbi Natan says that's what the Mishnah means. Erev Pesach after 4:15 in the afternoon, samach lemincha ktana, half an hour before mincha ktana, you shouldn't eat what? To have a little piece of kugel, to have a little snack or something. The Gemara says it's mutter. To have bread is also already from 2 hours before chatzos. To have matzah is also all day long. So what is he eating? So Rabbi Natan says he's eating the egg matzah. You're permitted to eat egg matzah, but not after 4:15. That'll be filling. So then you shouldn't fill yourself up. You should eat the matzah. Leila said you should eat the matzah letayavim. The Gemara talks about the Arba Kaisis. So the Rambam doesn't agree with Tosfos. Tosfos' opinion is that just like on Shabbos and Yontif, the father of the household says Kiddush, and he drinks the wine and everybody's Yotze. He said a bracha l'kais, everybody's Yotze. It's not necessary for everybody to drink the wine. Havdalah, in the days of the Balei Tosfos, everybody used to drink the wine. So Kaisel bracha. Today, nobody has that practice. We don't drink. So strictly speaking, by Kiddush also, you don't have to drink the wine. So how come we have a meaning that by Kiddush everybody drinks the wine and by Havdalah not? Because there is one opinion in the Rishonim that whoever doesn't drink the wine on Kiddush is not Yotze. Because Kiddush is not merely a bracha lakos. Kiddush alayan is to be kaveh the suda Shabbos. So whoever doesn't drink is lacking the kaveh suda. But we really don't paskin like that. But that's why the meaning developed that by Kiddush everybody drinks. Havdalah we don't have. The Balei HaTos had the practice, everybody took a sip of wine. Because the Koshal Bracha, we don't. So Tosfos says, on Pesach night, basically, there are four brachas on the coast. Say, Kiddush ala yayin, Bichas Asher Gyalonu ala kos, Asher Gyalonu ala yayin, Bichas Amozen ala yayin, and Bichas Ashir ala yayin. So one person says all the abrikoses, and he drinks the wine, and the others don't have to drink. You don't need, everybody should have his own cup. And how much of the wine do you have to drink? How much wine do you drink by Kiddush? You have to drink Maloy Lugmov. The Gemara says Rav Kos, not correct. The Gemara is not Meduyik. When it says Rav Kos, it doesn't mean Rav Kos. It just means Maloy Lugmov. Maloy Lugmov. The Rambam understood the Gemara meant it. The Rambam holds there two dinim on Pesach night. There's one din that there are four brachas ala kos. What Taisa said is correct. You have Kiddush ala kos, Asher Gyalanu ala kos, Bichas Amozen ala kos, and Bichas Hashir ala kos. But in addition to that, if that would be the whole story, one person can say each bracha and he'll drink all the wine. It's not necessary for the others. But there's another inyan. B'chol davadar chay varam laharis asatzmo kilu hu yotzim in time. You have to demonstrate that you became a ben chorin. So there are two parts to the mitzvah of laharis asatzmo. One is that we eat behaseba, we lean like free people. And the other one is that we drink toast. We drink a toast to our freedom. So you got to drink the toast yourself, and it has to be something agishmaka and mashke, not some orange juice or something like that. It has to be something agishmak to it. So that's what the Rambam has, the girsa and the Gemara. Let's say the fella makes Kiddush, then he fills up the cup, drinks it again, fills it a third time, drinks it, fills it a fourth time, and he drinks it. So he's yaitse the four times l'chaim, but he's not yaitse the four brachas alakos. And what if he does four brachas ala kos? He says the whole agoda, but he has shvache wine. It doesn't taste good. Shasan chai. He drinks yayin chai. It doesn't taste good. So he says it's yotze the four brachas ala kos, but he's not yotze the l'chaim. They're two different mitzvahs. One is to have four brachas ala kos, and one is that you should have four l'chaim. So if you drink shasan levasachas, if you go four together, Yotze the arbekaisis of the derecheres chai bottom laharis asatzmai, but you're not yotze the four brachas alakos. And if you had four brachas alakos with shvacha mashke, that doesn't, you don't enjoy it. It's not shtia areva. So then you're yotze the bracha ala kosa aspect, but you're not yotze the cheres aspect. You have to have both. In the end, we'll close with this. The Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim. The Mishnah says, HaPesach ena nechal ela at chatzos. The Mishnah is amekoyman, before Baruch Shama. So the Gemara has a machlekes of a kivir, a blazim, and a azariah, whether that's a din deraisa, a din derabon. The Gemara in Zvachim says, on that Mishnah, HaPesach ena nechal ela at chatzos, a double negative, sounds very severe, very strict. So the Mishnah sounds like it's a din deraisa. And that's Rabbi Lozman ben Azariah. Rabbi Akiva disagrees that it's only a din with the Rabban. So Tosis has 2 days here on Kuf Chof from a base. Maybe we should pass him like Rabbi Lozman ben Azariah, that Ein Nechalat Chatzos is a din deraisa, because usually halacha kistam Mishnah. So Tosis is not sure whether we pass him that Chatzos is deraisa or Chatzos is the Rabban. The fact that you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos alive is that deraisa the Rabban. Whether it's a din deraisa, a din derabbanon, does it really make a difference? We observe din of derabbanon also. Gemara says the nafkamina is, does it carry it over to matzah? If it's a real din deraisa, a pasuk in chumash that you have to finish eating the korban pesach by chatzos, so the Gemara says there's a hekesh between matzah and korban pesach. So if there's a din deraisa, korban pesach has to be eaten by chatzos, so the matzah also has to be eaten by chatzos. But if you hold that the Natari can eat the Korban Pesach all night long, it's only Agzera de Rabbanon, you're not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, because if you'll allow him to eat after Chatzos, he may by mistake eat it after Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar is an hour and a half before sunrise. It's pitch black outside. Very hard to tell that it's Alos HaShachar. A normal person can't tell. You can't see anything outside. It's pitch black. So if you allow people to eat the Korban Pesach all night long, someone will violate a series of air anisakaris of eating noisar. If you eat matzah after alos hashachar, so you ate before shachris, the world doesn't come to an end. But some people always eat before shachris. The Babaji eat before shachris all the time. So sinishkin gefelach aver. What other aver did he do? He says a bracha al achilos matzah. He says a bracha al achilos matzah in the morning after alos hashachar. Taisa says that the bracha al avatol is only the rabban. He's praising the rabban shalom. Shekereshanim shatzvanu al achilas matzah, a beautiful bracha. All this, it says, all bracha levatoli, it says only the rabban. So that's how the Gemara says. If the din of chatzos is deraisa by korban pesach, then there's a hekesh between korban pesach and matzah. If the din of chatzos by korban pesach itself is only made the rabbanon, so mistarba they only made the gzera the rabbanon by korban pesach, you shouldn't come to the isakoris. They never made it by matzah. It's not going to be so serious an issue by matzah as it is by Korban Pesach. So how do we paskin? So that's Tosis has 2 days. Do we paskin the Chatzos is deraisa the Rabbanon by Korban Pesach? So because of the Sveik of the Dina, so that's why the Rishonim say you should try to avoid, you should try to make sure that you finish eating the matzah before Chatzos. So some Rishonim add on, you should try to finish eating the Afikayman also before Chatzos. Because some say Afikayman is the Ikeh Mitzvah's Matzah. You really have in mind to eat the Matzah by the Afikayman. Others say the Afikayman is Zechel Pesach. The Rosh says Afikayman is Zechel Pesach. You should eat it before Chatzos. Then the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ran in Megillah. The Ran in Megillah says you should finish all the Abrakosis by Chatzos, because all the Mitzvah's Alayla should be completed by Chatzos. The Hekish Menator only goes Matzah and Korban Pesach. But mid the Rabbanon you have Arba Kosis also. So you should finish everything by Chatzos. So that's the Ramah's recommendation. A person should try to move on the Seder, try to start the Seder as early as possible. We follow the Tosis. Tosis says on the opening Mishnah in Arba Psochim, you don't begin to say Kiddush until after Tzeisah Kochavim, because all the mitzvahs have to be Dafka Balayla. So you have to wait till Tzeisah Kochavim to start the Seder. But then you should move on the Seder. You shouldn't dilly-dally. You should try to see to it that you finished Arba Kaisis by Chatzos. I have 9 children when they used to go to school, so all the children used to brag, we finished the Seder at 4 o'clock, we finished the Seder at 3 o'clock. My children say, we finished the Seder before Chatzos. Finished the Seder earlier. The Heder is to finish earlier, not to finish later. Okay, everyone should have our Kosher and Felech and Yantar.